We have a mutual friend on Facebook, and we were commenting on that friend's status updates. And this girl I didn't know wrote sort of interesting comments there, and I peeped a little bit on her profile there, and then I started sort of flirting a bit in the comment lines there, sort of hijacking the profile. And then we sort of, well, started talking about different things on over Facebook to begin with, and then went on to emails and other contacts.
So you haven't yet met?
Not in person as such, no. That is still in the future, yeah.
Do you have any plans?
Yeah, I'm sort of trying to get the money together to go and visit sometime in the spring. I'm hoping to be going there before it gets too hot in Cairo.
What are your plans for the future all over? As I understood, you're pretty serious.
Yeah, we are very serious. But I think it's both of us are very much into writing, reading and writing. In that way, it's not such a big setback that we're communicating in writing, actually. I think both of us feel that we have met the right one. I think we have plans for a long future together, longer enough because he's a bit younger than me.
You've had earlier relationships as well.
Yeah, they've been sort of interesting, you could say. Not all that successful, perhaps, but I feel that my earlier experiences, both like my relationships and other things like my reading and just things that have happened, they kind of, in a way, been preparing me for meeting Heba and kind of being the right person, I hope, for her. I almost feel like this, like Strindberg used to talk about the powers, makterna, that influence his life and give little signs now and then. And I feel like I've been very much steered into this by these higher powers, sort of, which is very nice of them. It took a bit of time, though. They could have speeded up things a bit. It feels like there is a supernatural touch to it, actually.
Told me earlier that this life that you have been waiting for all these years has finally started.
That's something we both felt when we started writing to each other, that we had very much in common, and we had the things we wanted to do and are interested in, and the kind of life we both want to lead is that's what I've been looking for and hoping for since I don't know how long, really. And suddenly now it's all starting, so I don't get much sleep these days because I'm kind of leading both my old life and this new life at the same time, which is nice and inspiring and rather challenging. But suddenly I'm prepared to face all these different challenges because of Heba.
How has your writing developed since this time?
After writing very little in the past, but just sort of planning to write in the future, I now find myself faced with having to write everything that I've been talking about. So certainly I'm writing lots of different things at the same time and writing a lot of it too, and looking at different ways to approach my writing. And so that's really brilliant, actually. It's like all the important things are really taking a big leap now.
I guess Heba will hear this.
Yeah, she will, yeah.
Is there anything you want to say to her?
Well, I could tell her I love her and I could wish her a happy birthday next week.
Thank you.